Is it them or you? Figure out if it really is the patient or something that's coming from within yourself and your life. It could be something about the patient that reminds you of someone or something you don't like in your personal life. Acknowledge the situation. Sometimes you just have to say something like, I feel we're getting off on the wrong foot. Ground yourself. Whether it's yoga, running, or some other exercise, nurses need to ground themselves and have better self-care. Look through a patient's perspective. If a patient is screaming at you or getting angry, it might just be because they are scared. Let them tell their story. Providing an opportunity and the time for a patient to tell their story and delving into how they have come to this point can help their distress, upset. Console them and give them the time and the space to express their psychological and emotional needs. Avoid defensive posture. It's not about you, it's about the patient. Don't think about your feelings. Find opportunities for empathy. The most powerful skill you can have is genuine empathy. If they cry, you give them a tissue. It makes the patient feel as if you are really trying to understand them and that you care. Set boundaries. If someone is swearing or screaming at the top of their lungs, you should set limits. If you feel something else is needed to help this patient through their anger, emotional breakdowns, or other difficulties, you can suggest finding a social worker, hospital chaplain, or someone else for them to talk to. This needs to be handled very gracefully and sensitively, so that they don't feel abandoned by you.